folks. Shabbat Shalom, folks watching online. We apologize. We'll get underway in about 4 or 5 minutes. This is Rabbi Joe. You're watching our Yehuda Messianic Congregation for Zion's Sake Ministries. I apologize for the delay. We're having some technical difficulties, but we'll be right with you. And so hang in there. We should be starting in about 4 or 5 minutes. Thank you so much. We have the disciple of Andres Segovia, the famous guitarist of the 20th century, with us today. His name's Terry Scott. He's from Culpeper, Virginia. Terry, he once listened to Andres Segovia, so I consider him a disciple. But I don't know if Andres Segovia knows he's a disciple, but that was a bad joke. I won't say what Andres Segovia is doing now. I did see Andres Segovia, though, in Symphony Hall in Boston when he was 91 years old. Have y'all heard Andres Segovia play guitar? Anybody? Has anybody in the room heard Andres Segovia play the guitar? He is the most famous Spanish guitarist of the 20th century. You've got to listen to him. You've got to go on YouTube. Beautiful. Beautiful guitar. All right, Miss Dawn.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We got a good group here this morning, so let's worship the Lord. Let's bring an offering of praise to Him. Amen. Bless the Messiah, who is Yeshua. We know him. That's his Hebrew name for Jesus. So we bless him today.
Yes.
We give him honor and glory. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu et derech ha-Yeshua b'Mashiach Yeshua. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us the way of salvation in Messiah Yeshua.
Amen.
I love the house where you dwell, and the place where your glory resides. I shall prostrate myself and bow, bend the knee before the Lord my Maker. And as for me, may my prayers to you, O Lord, be at the right time. O God, in your abundant righteousness, answer me with the truth of your salvation.
Vishamru
Vene Yisrael Et HaShabbat Lasod Et HaShabbat Ledorotom Barit Olam Vishamru Vene Yisrael Et HaShabbat Lasod Et HaShabbat Ledorotom Barit Olam Hasan Adonai.
Oh, okay, let's try that again. Let's start over there again. Okay, come on. Vishamru
Vinei Yisrael Et HaShabbat Lasol Et HaShabbat Ledorotam Barit Olam.
Okay.
Vnei Yisrael, Vnei Yisrael, Oti Leolam, Veshamru, Vnei Yisrael, Et HaShabbat, Lasol, Et HaShabbat, Ledorotam Barit Olam.
Ki sheshet yamim
asa Adonai
shamayim v'yet haaretz
et veshamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasod et ha-shabbat ledorotam barit olam.
Ki sheshet yamim
asa Adonai
v'yet haaretz. Thank you, Lord, for the Vishamru. We're just having trouble with it today. And the children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat,
observing it throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord.
Amen.
In the high places, make peace for Israel and for all mankind, and say amen.
Amen. Amen. time to pray for Israel. And I want to pray also for the people who are suffering with disease, people who are crying out, who are desperate for help from the Lord. They are sick and needy, and the people who are near just struggling with life and crying out today. But we're going to start with praying for Israel. Heavenly Father, we just lift up your people Israel, chosen people. Your word says that the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance in Romans 11. That means they're irrevocable. And when you chose the Jewish people, that was irrevocable, without repentance. And you said you didn't love the Jewish people because they were so large in number. You didn't love them because they were such a mighty warriors or such a great cooks. You just chose them because you love them. And you get to choose whatever you like. So God, we bless your chosen people, and we pray for their salvation. We pray, Lord, and we're saddened in our hearts, Lord. Our hearts grieve for their salvation, Lord, that they go through life, and they go even to the end of their life not knowing you, fighting with all their human strength when they could surrender to you and let you fight for them, Lord. If they only knew that they could just surrender to the living God, and that you would fight their battles, and that you would deliver them, save them, heal them, be their shield, their tower, their fortress, and their rock, that you would bring them through all their trials, Lord. We pray for them, that you remove the scales from their eyes and give them a visitation. Hunt them down like you did me, Lord. You sent the hound dogs of heaven after me, and I, you opened my eyes. I pray you do the same for my Jewish brothers and sisters. I pray for Mom today that she's able to breathe. I pray that you bless her, bless my sister who takes care of her. I pray also, Lord, for Brenda, whose mother fell last week, and she's a caregiver. I pray that you help Brenda find care. For her mother to take help her to take care of her mother and bring Brenda back to us. I pray for Karen Gaby, Lord, as she takes care of her elderly parents, Lord. I don't think there's any harder job other than being a single mother of young children. I don't think there's any harder job than being a single caregiver for elderly parents who are sick. So, Lord, we pray for Karen, Lord, that you help her and strengthen her, that you would just bless her and meet all her needs, Lord. Help Karen today and encourage her heart, Lord. bless these families. Lord, I pray for the Messianic community. I pray, Lord, that you would remove the spirit of Shebna, the spirit of Shebna of in Isaiah 22, and that you would give our leadership the spirit of Eliakim, righteous leadership, godly leadership, Lord, that you would give them vision, and that anyone who is not of you would be removed, and that you would bring in the righteous leadership only. There's so much political stuff and fear in our movement at the upper echelons, Lord. I pray that you would just bring in the Eliakim, bring in holiness and righteousness and justice. And remember, Lord, the fatherless. The fatherless are forgotten. Lord, I pray also for those who are suffering today, those who are sitting in hospital beds wondering if they'll be here tomorrow, those who are crying out for something, that they would cry out to you, those whose loved ones are sick and wounded, Lord, and they don't know what to do for them, Lord, that you strengthen the caregivers and just help people find you, Lord. You are all we have, Lord. When the rubber meets the road, you are the only thing we have. You are our comfort. You are our strength. You are our shield. You are our source of power and strength and healing. We give you the praise and the glory, and remove the scales from your your people Israel from the Jewish people in exile here in America and around the world, Lord. Help them to see their Messiah. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. We're going to count the Omer today. And we are on the 28th day of counting up to 50. How many of you remember when we were in grade school and we learned to count to 100? Well, in the synagogue, we learned to count to 50. Right, Rabbi? All right, I'm going to need your help because this has got Hebrew on it and I didn't write it out. But we're on the fourth week, day 28, and Yeshua said to stay in the city. He was, after he resurrected, he walked among his people for 40 days, and then he ascended to heaven. In the last 10 days, he said, wait here, because I've got something special for you. So this is a time of expectation. Everybody say expectation.
Expectation.
It's kind of like we're anticipating the space shuttle to take off the launch pad, right? And we're counting down to the day, and the anticipation and the getting ready for that moment. So I'm going to say the blessing. And then, Rabbi, if you'll come here, I've got it written out in Hebrew, the day. I'm not going to, usually I give a little blurb, but we're going to just continue with our, let's all stand and we'll honor the Lord in counting the day and the week of the Omer, okay? I'll start with the blessing. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, Vitzivanu al Tseferat HaOmer. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by his commandments and commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer.
Hayom Shimona Esrim Yom Shechem Arba'a Shavuot LeOmer.
And that is, this is the 28th day of the Omer, making of 4 weeks and of 28 days of Omer. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated and we'll sing Melech Hozer.
Leolam va'e ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודך והיו הדברים האלה אשר אנוכי מצווך היום על לבבך ושינת לבניך ודיברת בם בשבתך בביתך ובלכתך בדרך ובשחבך ובקומך וכשרת להיות על ידיך והיו לטוטפות בין עיניך וכתבת על מזוזות ביתך ובשעריך.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, and have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you are sitting in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and let them be frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I would like to, at this time, ask David and William, if you would come and help me take the Torah out of the Ark. Just prepare yourselves. Are we going to do Michamocha first? You don't have to come yet. We'll just prepare yourselves.
Yeah, they're coming now.
Oh, come. I'm sorry. Come now. Bo. Benaka.
Do you want to open the Ark for them?
Michamocha.
To that is Ein Kamocha Be'elim Adonai Ein Kamasecha Malchutcha Malchut Kol Olamim U'Memsheltecha V'Chol Dor V'Dor Adonai Melech Adonai Malach Adonai Imloch Le'olam Va'ed Adonai Oz Le'amo Yitain Adonai Yivarech Et Amo Ba'Shalom. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, and there is nothing like your works. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion is throughout all generations. The Lord reigns, the Lord has reigned. The Lord will reign forever and ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Amen.
We'll process. Just once.
Inne matovu manayim shevet avim gam yachad. Inne matovu manayim shevet
Without Yeshua, how miserable would you be? Aren't we? We are free. He who is in Messiah, you can sit with it, guys. Sit. He who is in Messiah is free indeed. Amen. Praise God. You know, gosh, we don't remember. We don't realize how wonderful it is to be free until you go hang around with people who aren't free. When you go spend a week in a place with people who are in bondage, people who are in bondage and bickering and squabbling and backstabbing and gossiping, and you go and do that, and then you come and you hang around with people who are free and at peace and you know, striving and no strife and no junk and garbage. I mean, the world is full of garbage, but at least in our fellowship and in our world of fellowship and people that we're friends with, mostly, you know, we have peace, and that is such a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm still foggy.
That's okay. Vayehi ben Soharon vayemer Moshe. Kurna Adonai v'yefutzu hoivecha v'yenusu misamecha mihanecha ki mitzion tetzei Torah ki mitzion tetzei Torah udabar Adonai mi'arushalayim baruch shenatan Torah Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo Yisrael B'kdushato
when the ark would travel, Moses would say, Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee from you. For from Zion will go forth the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Blessed be he who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people, Israel.
Amen. Amen. You know, just one thing before we continue. On this microphone that I'm wearing, is the transmitter plugged in right? Is it on? Is it plugged in? Everything, all the wires? Test one, test two, test three. What's next, Miss Dawn?
Just blessings for the Torah reading.
Okay.
So, Aliyah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Ya'amod Yosef ben Aharon ben Yaakov. Baruchu et Adonai Hamavorah.
Baruch Adonai
Hamrachilam Va'ed. Baruch Adonai Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bachar Bani Mikol Hamim. Benatan Lanu et Torato. Baruch Adonai Noten HaTorah. Amen. Bless the Lord, the Blessed One. Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One for all eternity. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has chosen us from all peoples and given us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah. Amen.
You may be seated.
Please be seated. Okay. I hate sagging microphones. All right. Today's Torah portion, it's a double portion. And the one I'm going to speak from is called Kiddushim, and or Kadoshim. And it begins, I believe, in Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19. Would somebody who knows how to turn the heat off in the bathrooms turn it off, because I think it's going to get warm. Okay. So today's Torah portion, Kadoshim, take the mic out here. Kadoshim tells us to develop the... To develop Leviticus 19:1-2, it says, Adonai spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and tell them, You shall be kadoshim, you shall be holy ones. Kadoshim means holy ones. Let's all say that, kadoshim, holy ones. For I, Adonai, your God, am holy. So God immediately begins with telling us to emulate the Holy One. That we are to be holy because God is holy. Amen? We are to be holy as God is holy. Now, the next thing that God tells us... Now, what is... First of all, let me just say, what is holiness? Holiness isn't when you feel... It's not a feeling. Let me say it's not a feeling. Holiness is not... where you're floating above, you know, like on walking on water, you know, you're floating above the earth, you know, 8 inches off the ground and with a halo around your head. Holiness, it means set apart. It means that you've been set apart unto God. You belong to him. Everybody say, I belong to God. In a sense, it means you're his property, okay? Your life is not your own. You've all heard that said in the New Testament. Your life is not your own. I have been crucified with Messiah, and I no longer live, but the life I live in the body, I live. How's it go? You know, what?
Through Messiah.
Amen. So we are bondservants of the Most High God. Our life is not our own. And he gives us free will. He's gracious enough to give us the opportunity to make choices, to you know, pick what clothing we're going to wear, buy a necktie, pick a car, you know, buy a house. He doesn't force us. He will tell you, like, if you're going to buy a house, he'll direct you, if you give him a chance, which house to buy, and he'll tell you which car to buy. If you give him a chance and you don't rush out and do it yourself, he'll direct you because he cares about the little things. Those aren't little things. Those are big things. But he'll even, if you give him a chance, he'll lead you to supplements, what to eat. He'll lead you in everything you do. But he doesn't do it instantaneously. He does it in his time. And that's the thing we struggle with, is patience. You know, we struggle with patience to wait on God to tell us what to do, where to go, and so forth. Okay? So the first lesson we learned today is how to emulate the Holy One, and that we are to be holy because he is holy. The next thing he talks about that I want to address is holy love. Leviticus 19:15. It was a good year for Woodrow. No, it was a bad year for Woodrow Wilson. Okay. You are to do no injustice in judgment. You are to not to be partial toward the poor, nor show favoritism toward the great, but you are to judge your neighbor with fairness. You are to do no injustice. I'll read that again. You are to do no injustice in judgment. You are not to be partial toward the poor, nor show favoritism toward the great, but you are to judge your neighbor with fairness. That's holy love. And judgments must not be influenced by a person's status, but judges show no partiality for the poor, nor favoritism for the great one's neighbor, but be judged with equity and even-handedness. In righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. The emphasis on judgments forms the context for loving your neighbor as yourself, which is in Leviticus 19:18. One must neither take vengeance nor retain anger against an Israelite or a ger. A ger is a foreigner, a sojourner. That's, if you're not Jewish and you're here, you're a ger. Everybody say ger. That's a sojourner. That's one who dwells with the Jewish people. The Talmud tells the story of a man who accidentally chopped off his own hand while cutting meat, says Monk. No one would imagine that he attempted to take revenge upon his right hand for having cut off his left. Nursing hatred, whether actively as a desire for vengeance or passively in bearing a grudge, is both an unloving and ungodly way to judge. It is so difficult when we've been wronged, when we've been hurt, to let go and to truly forgive and let go and not bear a grudge. But that's holy love. That's what holy love is. Bless your enemies. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those who hurt you. Pray for those who hate you. Bless them. Don't curse them. Bless them. Pray for them. That's the way out of bitterness. That's the way out of grudges and having a bitter heart. Okay. So the next part that I want to look at is holy fruit. Leviticus 19:23. When you come into the land and have planted all kinds of trees for food, you are to consider their fruit as forbidden. 3 years it will be forbidden to you. It is not to be eaten. Then in the fourth year, all its fruit will be holy, for giving praise to Adonai. In the fifth year, you may eat its fruit, so it will yield its increase to you. I am Adonai, your God. Holy people called to sanctify and redeem the land must obey God by not eating fruit from a forbidden tree. First fruits of a newly planted tree are considered unfit and must not be eaten for the first 3 years. This fruit is referred to as orla, or uncircumcision, unfit like a foreskin. Fourth year fruit is kodesh, hilulim, la Adonai, holy of praise to Adonai, considered second tithe, All the fruit is picked, carried up to Jerusalem, and eaten before God amidst praise and thanksgiving, says Rashi. The fifth year, the fruit may be eaten. It is no longer classified as orla, or uncircumcised. Practicing the mitzvah of orla means people from selfishness weans people from selfishness by devoting the fruit exclusively to God's praise and service. One learns the lessons of prosperity. In this way, the creation is redeemed. Obeying Torah redeems eating fruit from the forbidden tree. It teaches us not to eat the forbidden fruit. Amen. Isn't that neat? We learn from this Torah, from this commandment to not eat the fruit until the fifth year, to abstain from eating the forbidden fruit. It's a lesson. I love that. Okay, let's talk about sojourners, the ger. If a foreigner stays with you, Leviticus 19:33. If a foreigner, or a Gentile, stays with you in your land, do not do him wrong. Ger, proselyte, said Rashi, Rambam. These are great rabbis, Rashi and Rambam, Sifra Stone. Proselyte, is a ger a proselyte or a foreigner? Rambam, the great rabbi, Maimonides, sees the verse above as a special command to love the proselyte. It is forbidden to taunt a non-Jew, saying that his past renders him unfit for Torah study, said Rashi. In contrast, others see a comparison to the Exodus experience. As sojourners in Egypt, the sons of Israel understood the hurt felt by the unwanted stranger. Thus Israel must love the stranger. We love our proselytes. We love our gers, our non-Jewish friends who join with us, because we were strangers in a strange land. Amen. And remember her past as gerim. We were once gerim in Egypt. Since the landless are downtrodden and dependent upon the goodwill of the inhabitants of the land, the foreigner who has settled in the land must be, with the Jewish people, must be granted the right to stay. In this way, the ger is loved as a fellow Israelite. We're loved here in a new covenant sense. Okay. The passage goes on to talk about holy children and having a holy household, and I'm not going to read everything, but I will talk about two last parts. One is being the holy land and the holy nation. And Leviticus 20:23, do not live by the regulations of the nation which I am expelling ahead of you, because they did all these things, which is why I detested them. Failure to obey statutes and ordinances defiles the land and results in expulsion. Listen to that. Failure to obey statutes and ordinances defiles the land and results in expulsion. Leviticus 20, verse 8. The land cannot tolerate immorality. Leviticus 18:26-30. Thus, the gift of the land is conditioned upon the people maintaining their high level of sanctity or holiness. In other words, those who defile the land will be cut off. Blessing in the land flows from the holiness of God's people in keeping the covenant. Canaanite practices included idolatry and sexual license, already prescribed in Exodus 23:23, Leviticus 20, verse 9. The curse upon Canaan, which he uncovered his father's nakedness, can be traced, or Ham, his son did, can be traced to a most unusual reference to Ham as the father of Canaan, along with his participation in uncovering the nakedness of Noah. Ham's father, Noah, Genesis 9:22. Indeed, the basis for God's driving out the Canaanites from the land is rooted in Karet, cutting off the seed. Karet. God personally undertook to drive out the fertility cult of the Canaanite tribes, Leviticus 20:23. Beware of their customs, warns God. Beware of their customs. So we see here there's a curse for disobedience. There's a curse for wickedness. And the opposite is there's a blessing for obedience. There's a blessing for following God's commands. Amen? The opposite of the curse is blessing. And let's now conclude with the holy nation. Leviticus 20, verse 27. A man or a woman who is a spirit or medium or sorcerer must be put to death. They are to stone them to death. Their blood will be on them. Instructions to separate pure animals from tame, impure animals, concludes the mofter, Leviticus 20, 25. The next three verses give reason. Rather, you people are to be holy, kadoshim, for me, because I, Adonai, am holy, and I have set you apart from the other peoples so that you can belong to me. Israel is to be holy, a nation set apart for God. God separates Israel from among the nations. Israel's dietary laws conform to the statutes and ordinances that maintain the nation's separation from other nations, Leviticus 11. Israel must be holy by distinguishing clean from unclean animals, priests and prophets, not spirit mediums, call the nation to holy behaviors legislated in the Torah. Torah cuts off all spirit mediums and sorcerers and sources of impurity which neither the land nor God can tolerate. Torah prescribes death by stoning for divination because demechem bam, their blood is on them. So God, he cut off all spirit mediums and palmistry readers and tarot card readers and sorcerers and witches from the land when the children of Israel came into the land, and God cut them off. And so in conclusion, and the children of Israel, the last thing I'll say, they themselves were expelled because they practiced idolatry. The children of Israel were expelled because they sacrificed their children to Moloch. They killed their children. There's been over 50 million abortions in America, probably over 60 million by now. Abortions where we've murdered unborn children in this country. The sins of the nation of United States cry out to God, and we will. God, we, I don't know if we will be expelled, but people will be expelled from the land. God always leaves a remnant, but the wicked will be expelled from the land, and it's coming to this country. God will not abide it forever. A day is coming. Everybody say, a day is coming. A yom ha-hu. A day is coming. Thank you very much.
Torah Asher Samoshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael Al Pi Adonai Biyad Moshe.
And this is the Torah that Moses placed before the children of Israel at the command of the Lord through Moses' hand.
To those who hold fast to her, and all who uphold her are blessed. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Cause us to be turned to you, O Lord, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old.
Amen. Please be seated. Now I'd like to ask. ask the lovely Miss Dawn to bring the announcements.
All right. Good morning. Shabbat shalom, everyone. And welcome. We had one visitor, and he must have had to leave for his mother. We were praying for caregivers, and this gentleman here, his name is Greg.
He's still there.
He's still here?
He's getting ready to leave.
So we need to pray for him and his mother. And what's the matter? Carol's saying something. Okay, never
mind. Headset, test the headset.
I'm on.
Okay. So anyway, we need to pray for those who are our caregivers.
Five, six, seven, eight,
as Rabbi said, keep them
test
in
two.
Our prayers.
You got it.
All right, you got it. Praise
all
God.
Right.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Victory. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all is due him. Beneath the cleansing flood. Hey!
All right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, where was I? Rabbi's in a good
victory!
Mood. Hallelujah. I just want to welcome everyone online, out there from the internet. If we can control the rabbi, he's kind of fell off the wagon there. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm gonna make it.
You're gonna
it.
Make it. Okay.
Make it.
We may not make it to the end of the service, but that's okay because the Holy Spirit is here. Amen. And where the Holy Spirit, we have joy in the Lord.
That's right.
We have unspeakable joy. We have supernatural joy. And when we know he's behind us, everything's going to be okay. Amen? And miracles follow. We have a miracle and a wonder-working God, and that's awesome. I want to welcome everyone that's online today, and I think we're all family here in the house. And this is our Yehuda Messianic Congregation in Bristol, Virginia, and we're just so glad that you joined us today. Please drop us a note via email and let us know how you like our service, and if there's any prayers that we can bring for you during our times of prayer. We want to lift you up, and we also want to invite you to come and worship with us in person. Where if you're anywhere 2 or 3 hours, drive, then come join us, and we'd love to have you. We don't have a lot of announcements. Already told you about Shavuot that's coming, and I believe that's the date for Shavuot is May 19th and 20th. So we don't have anything officially planned yet for those days, but we'll just stay posted and we'll let you know. Okay? But we do have Oneg today, so don't miss Oneg. And we're going to have a meeting following Oneg, and so stay for that. We're going to talk about what happened at Passover and just kind of review what happened, what were the good things, what were the bad things, what we need to do differently for next year. So stay for Oneg and our meeting. It won't be long, but we do want to just go over it and then probably make a few plans for this summer. So
we also want to discuss the future of the building and our plans with New Life Baptist, what it looks like, what we're thinking. I won't speak for them, but just want to go over that with you as well. So,
amen. Hallelujah. And we're good. Did you like how we dressed today? We ended up matching.
Yes, we do that a lot.
We don't even consult each other, and then next thing we're looking. Oh, you wore the same color I did. Isn't that nice? That's what happens when you're married for 20 years. You start to, everything's like together. Isn't that right? Did you guys You guys match too, isn't that? Hallelujah. That's unity in marriage when you start dressing like alike and you didn't even consult one another. Hallelujah. And that really, that's all the announcements I have. Is there anything else? Did I miss it, Rabbi?
No, I don't think. As far as the Shavuot service, I'm thinking Sunday is May 20th is a Sunday. That is the actual day of Pentecost. And I know some folks go to churches that day. What do you think about a 4 o'clock or a 4:30 service that afternoon to celebrate Shavuot, to celebrate Pentecost? We could do 4 o'clock or 4:30. Would that give folks enough time to go to service and get some rest and then come back if you go somewhere on a Sunday? Raise your hand if that sounds good. 4 o'clock. Would you rather 4 or 4:30? Raise your hand for 4. Raise your hand for 4:30. Okay, we'll do 4 o'clock. So does that sound good? 4 o'clock on Shavuot. That's the 20th. So we're going to have a Shavuot service on Sunday, May 20th. That is the actual day of Shavuot, and I'm going to be talking about that today. And anything else, Dom? We'll take up our tithes and offerings, or are you going to mention the Messiah Conference?
I just saw this the Messiah Conference flyer here. There's plenty of these in the back. Pick one up. And it's the date is July 1st to the 7th. So, you know, come on up and enjoy time with Israel, okay? You don't have to go to Israel to be with Israel, because the people of Israel are Israel, right? And you'll see a lot of people, even from around the world, the Messianic community gathers. So it's really a wonderful time. And you don't have to go the whole week. You can come a few days or the whole thing, whichever you plan. So take the brochure there and pray about signing up. I think there's a deadline for the early sign-up, so just be aware of that, okay? And that's all that I have. I'm going to turn it back over to the rabbi.
All right. Praise the Lord. Well, let's pray. We're going to receive our tithes and offerings. Let's pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to give and to sow, to give back to you what already belongs. Your word says the tithe is holy. How many of you know God says that you can use your tithe? This is interesting. You can use your tithe for anything you want. If you want to buy a car, you want to go to Disney World, you can use your tithe. Leviticus 27:30 says, if you do, you owe God 20% interest. Okay? So you're welcome. God says, go ahead. You can use the tithe to, you know, spend it wherever you want. Buy yourself that diamond ring or that gold chain. You just owe him 20%. And so better just to give your tithe than use it for other things. Anyway, that's my policy. But let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to give back. The tithe is holy, and holy, as we learned today, means that it belongs to you. It belongs to you. It does not belong to anyone else but you, and you use it as you see fit, Lord. And so it's always used for holy purposes. So we thank you, Lord, for your tithe, and we bless those who give, and bless those who give love offerings and gifts today, Lord. Put it on their hearts what to give, those who are not tithing or just giving love offerings. Bless them as they give and speak to them. Those who are online, if you don't have a home or congregation, or if you'd like to donate, you can do so securely on PayPal at our website. We don't receive any information other than your name and the amount you gave. It's totally private. We don't even know where you live. But if you want us to know and receipt you can give online, and then we'll send you a receipt, and you can email us or call our ministry and let us know that you gave, and we'll send you a receipt for that. We are a 501c3 tax exempt organization, and so we can give you a receipt. So may the Lord bless you as you give, and Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Joshua.
Makes pleasure in his people, and he will bless them.
or brothers or sisters or mothers or children or farms. For my sake and for the gospel's sake, but he shall receive 100 times now in the present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecution, and in the age to come into shall be last, and many who are last shall be first. Many who are first, they shall be last, and many who are last shall be first. Truly I say to you, there is no one who's left houses or brothers or sisters or mothers or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but he shall receive 100 times now in the present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first, they shall be last, and many who are last shall be first. Many who are first, they shall be last, and many who are last shall be first. La 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 la. Many were first, they shall be last, many were last shall be first. Many were first, they shall be last, and many who are last shall be first.
Hallelujah. That's such an encouraging scripture to know that sometimes we feel like we're bringing up the tail in this world. But God says that when we focus on Him, and sometimes He asks us to do things that puts us in the rears, so to speak, that we just trust Him, because really we're in front. We are leading. We're leading the congregation to do what's right before Him. So don't ever feel like you've been left behind when you're following Him. Amen? Because He says that many who are first shall be last, and many who are last shall be first. So whatever you've given up for the gospel, 100 times over, He's going to give it back. Amen? Some way, somehow. Not necessarily in the way we believe or think.
There seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side, with love and strength. He will make
new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
Let's just lift up those things to Him that we're struggling with and just give them to Him today. Where we think there's not a way out, we just ask, Lord, You provide the way.
Holiness, oh Lord, I want to worship You.
Table. So folks at home, if you'd like to join us, get yourself some crackers or some matzah and some fruit of the vine, and you can join us as we come to the Lord's table. We'll continue our worship now as we wait on the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Anna and Deborah if you'd come and serve today. Excuse me. And I'm going to bless the elements. Baruch Atarunai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri HaGafen Amen. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine. Amen. Baruch Atarunai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Amotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth, and Yeshua, the Messiah, the one who, the kernel of wheat who fell to the ground and rose from the dead on the third day, conquering the power of sin and death. You know, I was challenged in Boston that no one had ever come back from the dead to tell us what's on the other side. And my answer was, Yeshua, Jesus did. And 500 witnesses saw him. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Amen. On the night he was betrayed, Yeshua took the third cup of the Passover meal, the cup of redemption, taken at every Passover. And he said, this cup of redemption is the new covenant, the Brit Chadashah, the new covenant in my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sin. He wasn't saying that the juice or the wine is his blood. He was saying it represents my blood. Amen? Just like the horseradish represents the sin and the bitterness. He uses symbols. I use ancient, you know, Messianic Judaism, we use ancient symbols, that's all, to teach about sin and forgiveness. We use and we use symbols like the egg and the bitter herb and the parsley for the being born again, and the bone represents the altar, and you know, ancient symbols, simple things. Yeshua took a simple cup of wine and said, this is my blood of the covenant. Hallelujah. Then he took, on that same Passover night, he took the afikomen, or in Greek, as I've learned from the afikomen, which is the middle layer of three pieces of bread on every Passover table. He took the middle layer, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples after